Hi, everyone. I just realized that the board is on a different setting. We only have some mics available to us.
Hey, guys.
We'll fix this next time we play music.
So, while Constantine is fixing this, tonight, Crescent Moon. Crescent, waxing Crescent Moon, actually. Ah, there we go.
Okay. Hello. There we go. We have our own mics.
What
now.
The heck happened?
It was someone's playing. Someone's playing CDs.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that.
So tonight is a waxing crescent. Well, first, this is Kim.
And Constantine.
And you're listening to. Oh shoot.
We're
I forgot
all over
to
the
put
place.
On repeat. Ah!
It's okay.
Sneak peek for the next song. Yeah, there we go. Anyways, this is Kim and Constantine, Moon Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Trust Free Firm Radio.
There we go.
Yeah, waxing crescent tonight. This is the first phase before or after the new moon, so it's the first little crescent sliver. It's a new beginning, basically. So some of the songs on my end, some of the songs that I picked are like somewhat of a new beginning, mostly chill. One of them is literally called Moon Begins. That's all I have. I don't know.
I think it's fitting that we're going with like a new beginning theme on the day
after
back
spring
from break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does feel like a new beginning.
Yeah, I definitely felt that sounds so pretentious and annoying. I'm not even going to say it. I didn't feel a new beginning today. I felt exactly the same as I did when I left.
It feels a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice out today.
It was.
But
but now it's raining.
Yeah, this is true.
Which, what the heck?
I kind of think I felt more of a new beginning because it was nice out then.
Yeah, totally.
Because I came back from spring break.
Yeah. Okay, well, that...
If anything... I think I'm like more burnt out than when I left.
Yeah, TBH, yeah. I have so much stuff to do. It's crazy. I like didn't have anything to do before the break, and I have a lot to do.
I totally did nothing over break. Like, no work. And now I'm paying the price. I knew I would. Whatever.
It's okay.
All right. Let's get into it. What's up? What do we have?
So, I'm literally switching it around, actually, because I just took off a song that was stupid. It's the Hannah one. You can take it off.
It's gone.
It was like 1 minute. It was stupid. Okay. Anyways, that you just heard You're In It Now. Thank you, Discover Weekly Spotify. That was just a little chill tune to get us started. And then next we have Building God by Tennis. It's from their Audio Tree Live version or live like album thing. My bestie, Amelia Oliver, my mother, texted me a song from this album, and I listened to it and listened to the whole album on the plane ride back, and it was so beautiful. It's definitely beach house vibes, so yeah, I just think it's nice and cute. And then we have Take Your Time by Blood Orange, which is crazy that this was a Constantine pick. We all know Blood Orange is my all-time favorite artist, and I'm so proud that Constantine picked this song.
My one and only favorite Blood Orange song. It's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And then we have a little Strokes, which you might be surprised by that. But yeah. It's a chill Strokes. It's from a new, like, crazy, weird album they just released. But
like recently?
Yeah. It's like a remastered kind of, but okay. Not really. It's like B-sides and stuff like that.
I was gonna say I've neither heard nor listened.
Yeah. No. I just realized, but. It's interesting. So yeah.
A lot of new music coming out recently.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we have Building God by Tennis coming up right now.
You were looking for dinner. above touches something short of true love.
Oh, true love.
What do I know? Ten decisions shape your life. You'll be aware of five about. Seven ways to go to school. Either you noticed or left out. Seven ways to get ahead. Seven reasons to drop out. When I said I can see me in your, you said, I can see you in my pants. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. You like music we can dance to. Sit me down, shut me up. I'll come time when we all fail. Some people take it pretty well. Some take it all out on themselves. Some they just take it out on friends. Oh, everybody plays the game. And if you don't, you're called insane. Don't, it's not safe no more. Everybody was well dressed, and everybody was a mess. Six things without fail you must do, so that your woman loves just you. All the girls played mental games, and all the guys were dressed the same. Why not try? If you only remember it once. Ooh, ooh, sit me down, shut me up, I'll come down, I'll get along with you. Thank you. Dragonflies
Okay. So what just played? We had
We had Blood Orange.
Blood Orange, great song.
Oh, and we had Tennis, and we had The Strokes, and we had Radiohead.
Yep. yeah, that Strokes song, they just came out with this like new album where some of it is like just their normal songs, and some of them are like B-sides, some of them are like demos. I haven't fully listened to the full thing, but
it looks really long. So
yeah, it is really long.
You.
It is really long. It looks interesting. It's kind of like unorganized, though. I don't really understand. But that was one of the songs off of it, so I thought it was like chill.
Speaking of new albums, the next song was off the new Lana Del Rey album, which came out on Friday, called Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard?
Wow, I didn't.
Well, me neither, but I guess now I do. It's not very descriptive. I mean, we still don't know where it is or...
True.
Anyway.
A hot take. Okay. I think Lana Del Rey is really talented, but I don't really like her music personally. So I'm interested to hear this. I haven't listened to any of it. My sisters had a dance party to it, but I didn't... I wasn't
listening. The
album
listening. Or the song?
The album. Okay. Like, just like a listening party.
Honestly, I wasn't a huge fan. I listened to it twice, and I don't know. I didn't really like it. But this song really stuck out to me.
Okay.
I think the piano sounds really beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then the song before, the last song we played, was by Unknown War Orchestra, which is one of my favorite bands. And that album, S-E-X and Food. Don't really know if I can say that.
I think you can. I think that's fine.
Sex and Food. That's like my favorite album of theirs because it's really good. So that was Mystery of Alienation.
You know what's really funny about the whole like explicit thing? I always bring stuff like this up on air, and I feel like I'm not allowed to even do that.
I don't know.
But it's like we can put on like the most vulgar song, and as long as there aren't any explicit
words
in
it's
it,
fine.
Like it's fine.
But you can't talk about like drugs or being intoxicated. That's what it is. It's not supposed to talk about that. Yeah, I remember that. They told us that on the training day.
Interesting.
But that's kind of ambiguous.
There are many worse things that can be talked about in a song.
That's
true. I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do a little PSA about Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitikman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. This is a public service message from WFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Interesting.
I love the art gallery. I really do. It's refreshing. It's like a break. I feel like everything at Tufts feels very homogenous, and I know it's that way by design because they're like a private school and everything has to be all nice or whatever. But the art gallery really feels like a different space because it feels like every other art gallery on the planet. It's like white walls and like good lighting and like wood floors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah. So go visit.
Yeah. All
right. I'm gonna talk about the next songs too.
Okay, cool.
A little bit. Evangeline by the Cocteau Twins. I actually just found this in my Discover Weekly, thought it was great. We love them. Then we have Movies by Wise Blood.
Love that song.
Good
so
song.
Good.
And then Asa Branca by Rosina del Valença. I've been listening to I've been listening to a lot of Brazilian music because I'm doing my music final on Bossa Nova, so it's just been in my brain. So this is a Brazilian artist. It's
awesome.
Kind of a different vibe, TBH, but yeah.
Okay. And then we'll be back after that.
Then
okay.
We'll be back.
Can I like?
What?
Can I turn it up before we put on the Lana song because I want to hear the beginning of it. The beginning sounds really good. Like, I don't want to cut off the first few seconds by fading it in, is
okay.
All I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
This is how it feels to be in love. This is life from above. There's no books anymore. I'm bound.
You'll be the star. No, you.
Hey guys, we did a little fade action because that song is a little bit long.
It was really good though. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a good spot to fade and it just...
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Brazilian recommendations. Do you want to talk about movies or about your next song?
I want to talk about my next song.
Okay.
So this next song is by a band called Hello Mary. I wouldn't say I'm like friends with them, but I know them and they're pretty good. And I saw them on Friday and I've been listening to them all weekend. So, yeah.
Fun.
So I'm excited to listen to it. It's a little bit... Oh, okay. Maybe this one isn't. Most of their songs are much louder than the stuff we've been playing tonight. This next song isn't. But if you like what you hear, go check them out. I recommend them.
And then I think the last song is probably going to be Angry by Cryosphere. I don't know how to say their name.
Yeah.
But they're really fun. Very manic, pixie, dream girl.
Cool. And we'll be back before then to say our goodbyes.
Mm-hmm. Really? Will we?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Right?
I guess.
We're not going to do a station ID at 9:51 and 58 seconds. That's like, that's too early.
True. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, we're back. Hello.
Okay. I wasn't ready for that.
Me neither.
It's okay. Yeah, good song.
Sorry, cough break.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, listen to Post Adolescence Glow this week. We're having Emperor Jones, super good band. They were on last semester, everyone loved them. So now they actually have the full hour this time.
I really wonder how many people actually listen to that show and to this show and to all the shows.
I don't know.
I think
a good amount of people listen to Post Adolescence Glow.
I hope so. We put a lot of work. It's a whole production. There's a lot of us.
We do.
We all try.
This Friday, 12 to 2 p.m. And then we also have another group called Frog People coming. And they haven't played any shows this semester. I think they might have done... Well, they haven't played anything this semester.
I feel like they played
at
a
Halloween.
Frat or something with someone else.
Yeah,
I've heard
their
name before.
Yeah. Kind of a new group. So we'll see how it is. But I'm excited.
I'm hoping they're good.
Next week.
Okay, no offense to all the Tufts indie bands, but I'm hoping we get a little bit of a different sound from them, because I feel like a lot of bands are similar.
Yeah, totally. And
I love everyone, but
I mean, it's hard to avoid that.
Variety makes you appreciate everyone more.
True.
So
yeah, they seem like they might be more of a punky band. I don't know, just
that'd
based off of appearance, but I don't know. I have no idea. So we'll see. Shout out Frog People. So next we're gonna close it with Angry Cryosphere. Whatever. I don't know. What's Alec? This is an Alec Rosenthal shout out.
Cryo Geyser.
I know. He said Cryosphere or whatever was their name, but it looks like Cryo.
Or Cryo Geyser.
Geyser or something. Geyser.
If you're from England.
Giza. A Giza. Yeah. Sorry. True.
I think it's so funny how people say things differently. I'm definitely okay. You know what?
Okay.
That was a bad thing to say.
Okay,
I'm gonna stop talking.
Okay.
Sorry if I offended anyone.
I really didn't mean to.
I was just thinking about how my grandma says boy because she's from Wyoming instead of buoy. I don't know.
A water buoy?
Yeah, she says
boy.
That's
so
water
crazy.
Boy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys. This is Moon Music. This is Kim.
And Constantine.
You're listening to
91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. Bye.
See you next week. Tune in. We have, we had a good idea.
One of us is
going to do a full set list alone for the other person too.
Yeah, and then we'll commentate it.
To talk about. Yeah. And then the week after
we'll switch. So maybe we'll start that next week.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm excited. I'm going to do some crazy stuff. All right. See you then.
Bye.